in no other way than through my presence, through fellowship with me, does my will come into the earth. My presence through fellowship with me is the essence. It is the starting point for my will to be released in the earth. Many are gaining greater revelation that fellowship with me is key in all things. Unless I build the house through your fellowship with me, the labor of building is in vain. For how can a man or woman build when they have not my blueprint? My blueprint is released through fellowship with me. And through this fellowship, the building is built, and the building is complete and is according to kingdom thinking. There is a move in the land to draw near to me, and this is my doing. But to those who release my spirit's working through tongues of intercession, through praying by my spirit, through your lips uttering the will of the kingdom, the word of the Lord to you is, persist in these things. For not only am I edifying and building each one up in me, and not only am I coming alongside each one and helping when you know not how or what to pray, but I am also speaking blueprint things. I am speaking and uttering the will of the kingdom and shifting and aligning things in line with my desires and thinking. Your praying is bringing realignment to your desires and the desires of those for whom you are praying. Your praying is setting hearts on fire who have had only embers glowing. Your praying is turning man's plans to my plans and bringing grace into the mix. Your praying is stoking the fires of purging and allowing the release of my grace for those who are tiptoeing around the fire's burnings. And most important of all, your praying is opening the eyes of your understanding and bringing expansion to your ability to receive and enter into that which I am working. There is much, much that takes place through the fellowship each one has with me. For fellowship is the heart of all things. Pride will be taking a knee. Pride is a blinder to kingdom things. And pride will begin to take a knee, and this will enable many to take bigger strides in me. I am coming, and I am coming because of those who are taking time to know me more intimately, and who are allowing my desires and will to enter in through their praying. This is a selling out time in which many have been walking, and purging has to do with removing those things that are of man and that stand in the way of kingdom priorities. This is a time of intimacy, for in intimacy I am allowed to come and strengthen and heal and restore so that the image being seen is that which I am revealing. Worship is a key in fellowship with me, because it lifts the soul of man into focus on me. It is the purposeful setting of affections on things higher than earthly living, and it is a way of keeping the mind fixed on me. Worship is one of the keys of fellowship with me, and this worship can even be through the day, as one takes moments to sneak away with me, heart to heart, in the midst of life's busy. Time in fellowship is the heart of all things, and I am teaching my beloved ones so that understanding is increasing about many things, including about the essence of life in me and the fellowship that is key. Unless the Lord builds the house, the labor is in vain. And without fellowship with me, and without understanding of my truth, man cannot know what it is he is to be building, and cannot know whether the building is of his hand, or if his building is in me. For the man who knows me understands these things, because through our fellowship he has come to many understandings. Through fellowship, a house is built by me. For fellowship is the heart of the kingdom, and fellowship is the heart of all that I am doing. I take great pleasure in fellowship, because I take great pleasure in anyone drawing near to me and uniting his heart with me. Revival is a house I am building, and in this house there are individual rooms or callings, whether that be preacher or businessman, teacher or farmer. Revival is the house I have been building, and the only way into the heart of this plan is through fellowship, each one with me. Prayer, worship, the Word, fasting, quiet times with me, speaking the truth, saying who you are, expressing your joy in me, bowing the knee, fixing the heart, saying yes to me. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, and overcoming the flesh is the part of the building I am building through fellowship with me. Come is the call. Draw near is the exhortation. For many things of man are being abandoned for me, that I might build and bring forth the building. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers build in vain. Come, for through our fellowship is how I am building. Fellowship is the essence of all things.